Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India built a transparent, responsive and citizen-centric governance model in past 11 years. Inaugurates Kartavya Bhavan as part of Common Central Secretariat Buildings in New Delhi. New Delhi hits out after the United States announces additional tariffs on Indian imports, asserts India will take all necessary actions to protect its national interests. In Uttarakhand, around 190 people rescued so far from a flash flood hit Dharali village of Uttarkashi district. Relief and rescue operations in full swing. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh for next 6 days. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval holds a meeting with senior Russian officials in Moscow to discuss bilateral defense and security cooperation. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha witness uproar over various issues, including electoral roll revision drive in Bihar. Parliament passes carriage of goods by sea bill 2025. And 9 Naxalites surrender in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India built a transparent, responsive and citizen-centric governance in the past 11 years. Mr. Modi was addressing a public program at Kartavya Path in New Delhi.
सरकार और जनता के बीच संबंधों को बेहतर बनाना, ईज ऑफ लिविंग को बढ़ाना, वंचितों को वरीयता, महिलाओं का सशक्तिकरण, सरकार की कार्यप्रणाली को बेहतर बनाना, देश लगातार इस दिशा में इनोवेटिव तरीके से काम कर रहा है। हमें गर्व है कि पिछले 11 साल में देश ने एक ऐसी शासन प्रणाली विकसित की है जो पारदर्शी है, संवेदनशील है और सिटीजन सेंट्रिक है.
The Prime Minister said August is the month of revolution, and ahead of the 15th of August, the country is witnessing a series of historic milestones related to the building of a modern India.
रूफटॉप पर सोलर पैनल्स लगाए गए हैं, वेस्ट मैनेजमेंट के लिए एडवांस सिस्टम को इसमें इंटीग्रेट किया गया है, ग्रीन बिल्डिंग्स का विजन अब भारत में विस्तार ले रहा है. साथियों, हमारी सरकार एक होलिस्टिक विजन के साथ भारत के नवनिर्माण में जुटी है. देश का कोई भी हिस्सा आज विकास की धारा से अछूता नहीं है. अगर दिल्ली में संसद की नई इमारत बनी है तो देश में 30,000 से ज्यादा पंचायत भवन भी बने हैं.
Mr. Modi highlighted that this is just the first Kartavya Bhavan that has been completed, and the construction of many more Kartavya Bhavans is progressing rapidly. He added that once these offices shift nearby, it will lead to a better work environment and convenience for employees. The Prime Minister said essential facilities will be available, overall work output will increase, and the government will also save 1,500 crore rupees currently being spent on rent annually.
कर्तव्य भवन की ये भव्य बिल्डिंग, ये सभी प्रोजेक्ट, नए डिफेंस कॉम्प्लेक्स, देश के तमाम बड़े इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर प्रोजेक्ट, ये देश को पेश का सबूत तो है ही, ये भारत के वैश्विक विजन का प्रतिबिंब भी है. हम दुनिया को जो विजन दे रहे हैं, भारत खुद उन्हें किस तरह अंगीकार कर रहा है, ये हमारे इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डेवलपमेंट में दिखाई दे रहा है. हमने दुनिया को मिशन लाइफ दिया, हमने वन अर्थ वन सन वन ग्रिड का आइडिया विश्व के सामने रखा. ये वो विजन है जिनसे मानवता के भविष्य की उम्मीद जुड़ी है.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated Kartavya Bhavan 3 at Kartavya Path in the national capital. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming Common Central Secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. New Delhi today hit out after United States announced additional tariffs on Indian imports. This comes after the US President Donald Trump imposed an additional tariff of 25% on India. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs asserted that India will take all necessary actions to protect its national interests, highlighting that the United States has recently targeted India's oil imports from Russia. The ministry said New Delhi has already made clear its position on these issues, including the fact that the country's imports are based on market factors and done with the overall objective of ensuring the energy security of 1.4 billion people of India. The ministry said it is extremely unfortunate that the US should choose to impose additional tariffs on India for actions that several other countries are also taking in their own national interest. The United States has in recent days targeted India's oil imports from Russia. National Security Advisor NSA Ajit Doval today held a meeting with senior Russian officials to discuss bilateral defense and security cooperation in Moscow. Mr. Doval's visit to Russia comes at a time when U.S. President Donald Trump has increased tariffs on Indian goods because of New Delhi's oil purchases from Russia. The NSA is also likely to hold talks on defense industry cooperation. India has a long-standing and wide-ranging cooperation with Russia in the field of defense. As time-tested partners, both countries have been involved in several bilateral projects, including the supply of S-400, licensed production of T-90 tanks and Su-30 MKI, production of AK-203 rifles in India, and Brahmos missiles. India and Russia today reaffirmed their strategic partnership and shared commitment to deepen industrial and economic cooperation. The two sides welcomed enhanced engagement in aluminium, fertilizers and railway transport, alongside capacity building and technology transfer in mining sector equipment, exploration and industrial and domestic waste management. The discussion was held during the 11th session of the India-Russia Working Group on Modernization and Industrial Cooperation held in New Delhi under the framework of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today said around 190 people have been rescued from disaster-hit Dharali village of Uttarkashi district after a devastating cloudburst yesterday triggered massive flash floods over Kheer Ganga River in the region. Mr. Dhami met the affected people in the disaster-hit region and inquired about their well-being. Talking to media, the Chief Minister assured that both the centre and the state government are fully committed to assisting the victims.
जो रेस्क्यू अभियान चल रहा है उसमें जो सबसे बड़ी बाधा आ रही है सबसे बड़ी चुनौती है मौसम भी एक बड़ी चुनौती है सेना के लोगों के साथ मिलकर रेस्क्यू अभियान चलाया जा रहा है सेना के लोग वहां बढ़ चढ़कर आईटीबीपी बीआरओ और एनडीआरएफ और हमारे राज्य की एसटीआरएफ सभी आपदा प्रबंधन जिला प्रशासन सभी लोग वहां पर अब पहुंच रहे हैं और कल जब घटना हुई उस घटना के बाद 190 लोगों वहां पर रेस्क्यू किया गया और वो सभी सुरक्षित हैं जो हमारे गंगोत्री धाम में तीर्थयात्री हैं उनको भी निलोंग घाटी की तरफ से निकालने की योजना बन रही है जल्दी से उनको भी वहां से निकाला जाएगा अभी सभी प्रबंध कर लिए गए हैं
Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the district. Both central and state agencies are engaged in relief efforts. We have more from our correspondent.
The administration has set up relief camps at Inter College Harshal, Garhwal, Mandal Vikas Nigam establishments and at Jhala. Efforts are being made on a war footing to restore electricity and communication services in the region. The Nehru Institute of Mountaineering and the STRF are engaged in the construction of a temporary bridge at Limcha Ghar. Rapid efforts are also underway to clear blocked roads. Meanwhile, the health department has reserved beds for disaster injured patients at Dood Medical College, Coronation District Hospital and AIIMS Rishikesh. Additionally, specialist doctors have also been dispatched to Uttarkashi. Continuous rains have affected normal life across the state. In one incident, two women lost their lives in Buranshi village of Pori Tehsil after a residential house was damaged due to heavy rainfall. Due to the continuous downpour, the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra has also been suspended until the situation normalizes. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
Meanwhile, the Indian Army has said that one junior commissioned officer and 8 jawans are still missing after the devastating cloudburst in Uttarkashi. Ongoing monsoon rains across most parts of Himachal Pradesh have severely disrupted normal life. We have a report.
Due to heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh, incidents of landslides have increased, resulting in the closure of 4 national highways and 533 connectivity roads. According to the landslide monitoring report by the State Disaster Management Department, 21 sensitive locations in Mandi, Kangra, Shimla and Solan districts are under continuous surveillance for potential landslide activity. Meanwhile, in the tribal district of Kinnaur, more than 400 devotees who were stranded at Milinghatta and other locations during the sacred Kinnar Kailash Yatra due to continuous rainfall were rescued safely by the district administration using a temporary rope bridge at Kyangrang. The administration has also confirmed the death of 2 devotees during the yatra. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh for the next 6 days. The weather agency predicted very heavy rainfall in parts of Bihar, Jharkhand, Sikkim, coastal and south interior Karnataka, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Kerala and the northeastern region tomorrow. Proceedings of both houses of parliament were disrupted today after uproar by opposition parties over various issues, including special intensive revision SIR of electoral roll in Bihar, leading to adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready for discussion on every issue as per the constitutional and parliamentary procedures and rules. The minister said SIR is sub judice in the Supreme Court and it cannot be discussed in the House. Amidst the noisy scene, the House passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024. As the ruckus continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha as well. Amid the din, the chair adjourned the House for the day. The Parliament has passed the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill has already been passed by the Lok Sabha. The bill seeks to replace the Indian Carriage of Goods by Sea Act 1925. The Act establishes the responsibilities, liabilities, rights and immunities in case of goods carried from a port. The legislation empowers the central government to issue directions for carrying out provisions of the bill and amend the schedule specifying rules applicable to bills of lading. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists surrendered before the security forces in Bijapur district today. Among them, 6 Maoists were carrying a total reward of 24 lakh rupees. The Maoists who surrendered were given an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. Meanwhile, a Maoist was killed in an encounter with security forces in the Gangalore region of the district today. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.5%, maintaining a neutral stance. The decision was announced this morning by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra after the 3-day meeting of its 6-member Monetary Policy Committee. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate will be 5.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and bank rate at 5.75%. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with modest losses for the second straight session today. Sensex dropped 166 points to close at 80,544. Nifty dipped 75 points to settle at 24,574. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India built a transparent, responsive and citizen-centric governance model in past 11 years. Inaugurates Kartavya Bhavan as part of common central secretariat buildings in New Delhi. New Delhi hits out after United States announces additional tariffs on Indian imports, asserts India will take all necessary actions to protect its national interests. In Uttarakhand, around 190 people rescued so far from flash flood hit Dharali village of Uttarkashi district. Relief and rescue operations in full swing. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh for next 6 days. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval holds meeting with senior Russian officials in Moscow to discuss bilateral defense and security cooperation. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha witness uproar over various issues, including electoral roll revision drive in Bihar. Parliament passes Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2025. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.